Let me talk to you about realestateagentsitrust.com. realestateagentsitrust.com. If you're looking to buy a house, you need to know somebody who knows the territory that can get the best price for you, but also find the right location for you. Okay, a great real estate agent that you trust makes all the difference in the world. If you're selling your house, you want somebody who knows how to price it right so you get the ultimate price that you are that you should get and can move your house as fast as possible. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. You're going to find the best agents who have the same values, all vetted by our staff. They're listeners to this show just like you, so they have the same values. Work with people that you like and you can trust that have the experience to get the job done. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there right now. realestateagentsitrust.com.
The Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Mm-hmm. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to it. It is Valentine's Day. And we know that there are some guys out there that maybe had done their best to get reservations and to do something nice for their Valentine and just couldn't get it done for some reason or another. We are there for you. And we have something special for Valentine's Day that is going to remain just between us. And we begin next.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So is Sarah with us? Is Sarah, are you back today, Sarah? Okay, good, because this is a complex show.
Mm-hmm. Very special episode.
Very special episode. At the end, we're going to adopt a new neighbor child. This is a special episode for Valentine's Day. And what we're doing is we're pulling guys' butts out of the fire. Now, we are not here to make excuses for you, even though I think some men might have really tried and just something happened, and we understand that.
Well, how do you know that? Do you know of anyone?
I don't think we need to get into that. Mm-hmm. But we're not here to save you on anything. You're still going to have to pay for everything. You're still going to have to make all the things. We're just buying you time.
Yeah, so the idea is here. If you are waking up this morning realizing it's Valentine's Day and saying, holy crap, I have no reservation. There's no way I'm going to get decent flowers at this point. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. We here mm-hmm. at the Glenn Beck Program have a temporary solution for you. This doesn't get you out of treating your spouse or girlfriend nicely.
And I warn you, if your spouse or girlfriend listens to this show,
oh, you're screwed.
You are doomed.
Yes.
You're doomed.
Do not try to take advantage of this if they listen to the show.
Try. We don't want you to mention the local radio station you're on, where this is going to be the Big Frog 110 FM. So she cannot find it later because you're doomed. Literally, we have experience with this. But if you know she doesn't listen, this is going to be your get out of jail free for a few days card.
Right. So if you're interested in this and you realize you're in this situation, you can call now, 888-727-BECK. You're going to listen to how this works here in just a moment as we have our first caller lined up that wrote in from a social network last night. The idea here is because of a contest you entered and you have now won, we are asking you to delay your Valentine's Day plans.
Because we screwed up.
Because we screwed up. It's our fault. Mm-hmm. And you have been named the couple of the year because of a romantic letter you have written.
Can I see the background here? Show the background, because we're going to make the whole studio look different here when they're on the phone so they can clip it and you can. Okay, so go to the Valentine's couple of the year background. Can you do that? Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons why you need the Blaze. Today it should be really good.
This is the day to subscribe.
Okay, couple of the year. Couple of the year. There it is. And it looks so good, doesn't it?
Right. So you win this magical couple of the year because of this heartfelt letter you wrote. Now, mm-hmm. we'll help you through that letter mm-hmm. because we've done this many times and we have a scientific way of knowing how this will work. There's very specific things you have to do. We'll walk you through mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. You have to answer a few questions mm-hmm. And we will get you through this. When you win the couple of the year, of course, your wife thinks you're so thoughtful, which you obviously are not. if you're in the situation.
Well, you might have been. There just might have been some extenuating circumstances.
You keep bringing...
Let's not get into it
now. Keep bringing that up.
We don't need to talk about it. I'm just sticking up for some guys who may not be dirtbags.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so if you, obviously, when your wife thinks you're that thoughtful, she'll be thrilled to say, you know what, let's delay the plans that my husband had already made. Mm-hmm.
But you better make good on it.
But then you have to make good on it next week, or you're totally dead.
Yeah. Okay. So let me go to James. He's in North Carolina, and we have a form letter that he has to fill out, and then we'll call his spouse. It is James. It is your wife.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married?
10 years.
10 years. Have you ever missed a Valentine's Day before?
No, sir.
Have you ever missed a birthday or anniversary?
No, sir.
Okay.
All so this right. is the type of person you're talking about. Maybe not,
yes.
not a bad guy. Just
yes.
extenuating.
What's your excuse for missing Valentine's Day this year?
Well, I was in Indiana.
So they don't have stores in Indiana or phones or the internet?
You were with a girlfriend. What were you doing in Indiana? What?
I was working.
You were working in Indiana.
I work for the railroad. Yes, sir.
Oh, you work on the railroad. So, okay. All right. So you have a pretty good excuse. Okay. The reason why we... this is not an out of control wildfire. I don't know why they have the wildfires behind me. James, the reason why we ask is because the lazier you've been, the longer you have to wait for the last line. So you have not been lazy. You just made a situation arise. So we have this theory that the longer you wait between what's your wife's name?
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay. The longer you wait between the name Aaron and I love you, the more powerful it is. But the harder it is because it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So you are just going to have to wait for 5 seconds at the end. And I want you to count it out. I want you to say when I say, hey, is there anything, James, you want to say before we hang up? And you just say, yes, Glenn, thank you. Aaron. And then in your head, not out loud, in your head, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I love you. Okay? You
want to practice that? That will hit her hard. That will hit her hard.
Yeah. You got it?
Now, we will say, too, if you go too soon, because she may very slow. What is it, honey? What is it? You can't respond. You got to wait the full 5 seconds. If you go too soon, we're going to blow it for you. We're going to just tell her.
And it won't work. It will be bad for you.
You're totally screwed. So you have to make sure you wait that 5 seconds.
All right. You want to go to, what's the name of the place? Sullivan Steakhouse. Oh, I think Sullivan's.
Sullivan's is good, right?
Sullivan's really good. I love that place. Mm-hmm. Okay. What day do you want to go?
We're going Saturday.
This Saturday.
Okay.
And she doesn't know it.
No, sir.
Okay.
Perfect.
Love Dr. Reddy?
Yes, we have to go through the letter and fill out all the questions.
Let's see. First question. I had to tell you about my beautiful wife, Erin. How uniquely wonderful Erin is. How to say anything? What first attracted you to her?
Her eyes.
Her eyes. Are you lying, or why did it take you so long to think of that?
Wait, did you say her butt, like her butt, and used a crass term, or you say eyes? There is a tech.
Her eyes.
Here's the problem. A lot of people say eyes. That's the problem with it. Everyone says eyes. It has to be something other than eyes. Anything but eyes. I'm the love doctor. I know.
Her smile.
Okay, we'll give you that one. We may eliminate smile as well. Eyes and smile are just.
Yeah.
Let's try it.
We'll try smile. Mm-hmm. But as time went into so much more, I guess the true love. The first time you knew it was true love. The first time you. What?
I met her children.
Met her children.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Good.
She's going to love that. That's great.
Oh, is that true?
Yes.
Don't ask questions. We don't need the answers.
You're right. I don't want to know too much. Mm-hmm. And that trip to give me a great vacation you guys had.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Gatlinburg.
She's going to remember that one, huh? That was a nice trip. Yeah.
Okay. I guess what sets her apart is the distinctive way she does something like nobody else. And what would that be?
Well, damn, there's so much she does.
Should be easy to narrow it down then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's...
Something unique about her.
House, the way she takes care of our house and our farm.
Oh,
and your phone or farm?
Farm.
Farm, okay. Oh, the way she takes care of our house and farm. Okay. What hair color does she have?
It's light golden brown.
Light golden brown. Great answer. You could have just said brown, but light golden brown, so much better. It's going to be so much more effective.
I could go on forever. Have to get back to work at what company?
I work for a company called Nordco.
What is it?
Nordco, N-O-R-D-C-O.
Is that, are those like English letters? Or
Sorry, I don't understand.
Can you say it slow for dumb people like us?
Do what now? Okay, shuttle wagon. How about that?
Shuttle wagon.
Shuttle
wagon. That sounds
wagon.
Great. Okay.
I love shuttle wagon. And, shuttle wagon.
And what are you, what do you do at shuttle wagon?
I'm a mechanic for mobile rail car movers.
Mechanic.
And what was the rest of it? Mechanic for what?
Mobile rail car movers.
For mobile. Wow. Oh, okay, yeah. All right, mobile rail car.
How do you feel about the new Green Deal, huh?
Movers. Lots of new trains.
Yep. And you work there Monday through Friday, or?
Yes, sir.
Monday through Friday, and...
what time usually? Like, what hours?
Like 9 to 5, 8:30 to 5:30, or...
8 to 4:30.
Okay. And I love Aaron. Okay, so okay. I'm going to have you practice. So I'm going to say to you at the end, is there anything you want to say, James, to Aaron before we hang up? And you say...
Aaron? I love you.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Good. Okay.
That's perfect.
All right. We get to the love doctor business and try to heal this.
I'm nervous.
Are you? We're gonna take 1 minute break, tell you about our commercial, and then back, and we'll get Aaron on the phone here in just a second. Okay, this is insanity. There is one home improvement that will totally change the look and feel of your home, and the great thing is there is no contractor required and no high ticket price. Here's why blind. There's tons of reasons why changing your blinds out should be done just not before you sell your house, but to enjoy it. One of the real responsible things is if you're trying to, you know, save on money, buying blinds, just blinds, actually saves you on air conditioning and saves you on heating.
A ton, especially if you live in a place like Texas, like we do. You close those blinds.
Oh my gosh. It's
5-10 degrees cooler than the rest of the house.
So save money, make your house look better, and maybe if you're selling your house, sell it faster at a higher ticket price. You'll get free samples, free shipping, free online design consultation with over 20 years online. 15 million windows have been covered by Blinds.com, making them America's number one choice for custom-made to order window coverings. You're going to love Blinds.com. Today is the last day for huge site-wide savings, plus an additional 5% off with promo code Beck. That's Blinds.com, promo code Beck. An additional 5% off their huge site-wide savings as well. That's today. That sale ends. Blinds.com, promo code Beck. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Okay. All right, you ready?
So I'm getting nervous.
I'm actually nervous too. Yeah. We blow this, it's not good.
No, it ruins relationships. But we've saved more relationships than we've ruined, and that's
right.
The way we look at it.
That's right. There have been a couple of divorces.
There's divorces all the time. I mean,
yeah, exactly right. They probably wouldn't have lasted anyway.
Again, the guy already forgot Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's not our fault that
divorce
he did that.
Is in the cards.
Divorce is likely going to occur anyway.
Right. Unless he was a guy who really did do the job, but then somebody on his staff kind of dropped the ball.
You keep bringing this up.
I don't think we need to talk about it. I'm just saying that some people are good guys who love their wife,
mm-hmm.
and things happen.
And still don't have reservations.
Right. Let's get James, his wife, on the phone. Are we dialing out now?
We're calling now. Let's make sure she doesn't get on hold until we are ready to start, because they can't hear this conversation. This would ruin it.
Okay.
It needs to be something.
So as soon as she picks up the phone, you start the bed and go ahead and put the, there you go.
Oh, yeah, the couple of the year thing.
And Stu is dressed as the love doctor. I don't know why it looks so, this green screen looks so 1970s. It looks, because when you go back to the original studio thing,
the original,
because that looks, that you can't tell that that's, that looks perfect. Now go to the couple of the year. I don't know why.
I think it looks great.
Does it? Okay, good.
It looks exactly like I would picture this bit going, right? The fact that some radio station's doing a cheesy couple of the year thing, and it's so overly, over the top. You
right,
know?
Right.
So
okay, so do we have her on the phone yet?
Okay.
It's going to voicemail.
Mm.
James, where is she? James.
Yes, she's at the house.
She's at the house. It's going to voicemail.
She's probably not recognizing the number. I think it might. There may be. You may need to text her and say, "Hey, there's an important call coming in. Make sure you answer it."
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, this is very.
This is when it gets really hard because, you know, we're trying to save people's relationships here. And if she doesn't pick up, you're basically getting a divorce.
You know, you're saying that dressed as a doctor.
As a doctor. It makes it sound...
Put a pin in, because I believed you, but not quite.
Okay.
But now that you put the pin right there, now I believe you a little bit more. If it wasn't a cheap plastic Bic pin...
I could do a Sharpie.
No, that would look even...
There you go.
Oh, that looks scientific.
It does look kind of scientific.
It does look scientific.
I have requested some glasses, too. I think if I have some fake glasses, it'll look better.
Would you like to wear mine?
Well, no, yours are real. And then, like, it'll hurt
are
my
they?
Eyes. Oh, yeah, that's true. No. Maybe not.
That's what I'd have you believe.
So this is your chance to get in on this, by the way. 888-727-BECK is the phone number. We will line this up for you. Again, your wife obviously has to be available. If she's in the middle of an MRI, this is not the day for you.
Right. You are screwed.
You're screwed.
Because you've forgotten Valentine's Day and your wife is having a CAT scan for some reason. Really not a good day to forget.
No.
Really not a good day to forget.
Probably not.
By the way, I'm going to go to New York to the National Day of Mourning event.
You are?
Yes. I've decided I'm going to go.
Is this confirmed? I thought there was still all sorts of hurdles to clear.
No,
on
I'm
this.
Pretty sure it's all concerned.
Because I was at a meeting I had at 8 p.m. last night. There were still lots of hurdles to clear.
Really?
Those have all been cleared out.
Because I had one at 5 where I made it very clear that
but
we're going.
What I'm saying is my meeting was after your meeting.
Right.
So I
but
probably
why
have
would
more
anybody
knowledge.
Have... Anyway, yesterday we had a guest on. And she talked about this event she was doing in Albany a week from Saturday. And it is a pro-life event, but it's not a rally or anything. It's a national day of mourning where we are going to or they are going to gather and have talks and also prayer for a national day of mourning, asking God, please forgive us for all of this. That's one of the things we have to do.
Yes. And that's a very important thing, but it is a bit of a distraction from something that you keep bringing up, which is that people who have staffs might have had issues with Valentine's Day. I don't know anyone who has a staff other than you.
There, it could be Donald Trump.
You think Donald Trump forgot Valentine's Day? I highly doubt that.
No, I didn't say forgot Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I said talked to his staff and had decided on stuff. And then there was a changeover in staff.
Right.
Which is oddly specific there, too. But changeover in staff. And then 2 days before, you know, this particular individual says, OK, so we're all on for dinner at, you know, Trulox and or someplace like that.
Yep,
Waffle House. Mm-hmm. And the staff just gets really quiet. And then they look down at the calendar and say, yeah. And then an hour later, they come back and say, OK, here's the thing.
So
we.
But Trulux is a restaurant that there's several locations
using this as an example
in our area.
Using this as an example.
You also had your executive assistant, who just left to start her own business.
That's why I came up with that crazy example. And the wife had been called to make sure that that particular restaurant was the one she wanted to go to. And so she was very excited about it. And now you couldn't get a reservation no matter who you are.
You blew it, is what you're saying.
No,
Glenn Beck blew Valentine's Day. And this is why you were... This is why you were so intent on bringing this bit back.
I don't know why my wife is all of a sudden Valentine's Day this year is so important. Usually it's like, let's go to a movie. Now, I'm not saying that we were going to a restaurant and we are going. We're absolutely. I've planned this for a long time.
Unless that restaurant lost your reservation. Darn it. Which happens all too often. I'll tell you that much.
So anyway, so I really did try. And now it's not. No. No.
Oh, this is great. So you should have sympathy for these people. You're one of them.
I do have sympathy for them. What if I have been on it the whole time.
What if we give Tanya couple of the year?
No, I don't think
I'll call
that
in
will...
as the host.
No.
And then I'll have you on the phone.
I don't think
and we'll give her
she'll
couple of
buy
the year.
That.
She might.
She doesn't listen, so maybe.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right. So what could possibly be the problem with, Wi-Fi that's public? Well, when you're on Wi-Fi, there's a new study out that shows 92% of Americans have put their personal information out while using public Wi-Fi. A personal email account, social media account, bank account. I mean, sitting in a Starbucks and doing your banking, not a good move. Not a good move, because that's where people go to grab all of your information. Don't use public Wi-Fi. What you really need is you need a secure virtual private network.
Yeah, if you get that, you can use public
yes,
Wi-Fi.
Because yeah. It's not coming back to you. You can't follow it. And it's something, honestly, if you're even concerned about Facebook or Google, you should have a VPN. And the people to have it, Norton.com/VPN. Norton.com/VPN. $333 a month. That's it.
All right. This is a day to subscribe to The Blaze. If you want to watch this go down, it could be a complete disaster. BlazeTV.com/Beck.
This podcast is sponsored by SimpliSafe.com/Glenn. I love doing commercials for SimpliSafe because I have this system. In fact, I have it in my office even, where we have a lot of collectibles. So when we lock up the doors on the weekend, we know nobody's going to, steal the ruby slippers or the cup of a carpenter. SimpliSafe is the best home security. They believe nothing should come between you and protecting your home. SimpliSafe has created a system where you own the alarm system. So for $14.95 a month, they give you the 24/7 monitoring. It's all wireless, so you don't have to worry about somebody cutting the lines or the power going out. All of it still works. Get a jump on protecting your home the SimpliSafe way. SimpliSafe.com/Glenn, GLENN. No time like the present. This is how you protect your home and your stuff. SimpliSafe.com/Glenn. This is the Glenn Beck Program. It is Valentine's Day. We're having a dickens of a time getting somebody on the other end of the phone.
What year is it? A dickens of a time? What year in the 1800s do you believe it is? What? Did your power go out last night or something? And you put on a long nightgown with a candle and you walked around the house? You have a sleeping cap on as it happened? What was
Sama
that?
Sama was in her kerchief and I was in my cap. And we had just settled down for a long winter's nap when out on the lawn I heard such a clatter. And that clatter was no one is picking up the frickin' phone. Mm. To be able to do this bit. Sarah, do we have a contestant that we know we can get to the other person?
Not yet.
Not yet. Mm. Okay, so we have a long list of people, but you have to be able to connect to the other person.
Yes.
So we can make you the couple of the year.
It's advisable to text them and say, hey.
Right.
Or call them and say, hey, there's a call coming in. You make sure you answer it.
Right.
Sarah, how close is Mike, our phone screener, to currently hanging himself?
The noose has been fashioned.
Okay.
Has he found the stool yet?
Not yet.
Okay, because I'm using the rickety one in about 5 minutes. But it'll just take me about 45 seconds. I'll kick it from underneath me, and then you can just bring it to Mike.
Mm-hmm. Sounds okay. Good.
All right, good. Thank you very much.
Pat Gray joins us.
Hello, Pat.
Of Pat
Hello.
Gray Unleashed.
How are you?
No, I'm perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You?
Oh, my gosh. I love Valentine's Day.
Does it go well? Yeah.
All Valentine's. Valentine's Day has always gone well for me.
Yeah, me too. I
love
it. I love the holiday.
Oh, especially this year. Yeah. I will tell you, Pat, that I hate you today.
You hate me today?
I do. I hate you.
And that differs from yesterday in what way?
Well, no, it differs. It differs in this way. Jackie gets it.
She does.
Jackie gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This
mm-hmm.
is a made up stupid holiday
yep.
that is really, for most guys, is really remembered as that really bloody massacre in Chicago that was cool. That you, if there's right. a special on it, you watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know
oh,
what I mean?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really, that's the only thing special for guys on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess women, maybe it's chocolate. So why don't we just say, hey, let's stay home. I'll get you some chocolate and let's watch a documentary on the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Cause
yeah, the minus rest of the it... chocolate. That's exactly what Jackie and I are doing tonight.
Really?
Minus, she won't eat chocolate anymore. But
oh, jeez.
I think of you every time I hear you give the spot. If your wife says, I don't need anything, don't believe it. Except in the case of my wife.
Well, your
when she
wife
says
is,
that, she really means
no,
it.
Because your
she
wife
means it.
Is... No, she's different.
She is different.
She's
she is.
Different.
She's like a man with female genitalia.
No, she's
thank
not. No, she's not.
She's got some manly sensibilities.
She does, but she's got like your grandparents' sensibilities. She's like,
yeah.
don't get me anything. We don't need anything.
Practical.
It's impractical to do that. And you're like,
right.
okay, but it might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this kiss.
No, I'll just take it back. And then in the beginning, I used to ignore that. And she would tell me, don't give me anything. And I would ignore that because she really does want something, I would believe. And I'd get it. And she'd take it back. I told you I didn't want anything.
Yeah, I know, honey. I know. I get
amazing.
It. But
yeah.
the kids really would like to go to Disneyland. They've heard of this place, and they thought it would be... It's impractical. Do you know how much that costs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, really...
It'd be fun for
yeah,
a while.
It'd be fun.
No.
Wouldn't be fun for that much money. So... So I feel for you at the same time I hate your guts.
Mm-hmm.
And both for the mm-hmm. same reason, Jackie.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
tremendous... And scary.
Yeah, very. In both ways, yes.
Right. Am I in trouble? She's not listening, is she?
No, she's not listening.
Okay, good.
She doesn't even listen to Pat Gray Unleashed, let alone this
no,
show.
She does not.
No. Yeah.
Right.
My wife doesn't either.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they thought we were funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lasted then, about an hour and a half,
and
probably,
then,
after the wedding.
Right. Then remember when they thought we were funny together?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
And that didn't that, last that, either.
Those days don't come back.
And then they just look at each other now
mm-hmm.
When we're together and go, oh.
and try to walk out of the room.
They do.
People think we're kidding about that.
No.
We're not.
No.
No, it's true.
People, you know what? Both of our wives say, I'm guessing yours gets the same thing. And I think we've talked about this before.
He must be so funny at home.
Yes.
He must be so much fun.
No.
No.
Mm-mm. My wife always gets it's they used to get is he as funny at home as he is no I thought that too for a while, then live with him, he's not. Now they get sympathy. Now they're like, you're a brave woman. Okay,
yeah, we have somebody.
So let's go to Don. Don, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Nancy is...
No.
Okay, so we're going to fill out the form here. Tell you about my beautiful wife. Her name is...
Julie.
Julie. I can't express how uniquely wonderful Julie is. Honestly, the first time I thought I was just attracted to her. Can't say smile, can't say eyes.
It was just her looks.
Her looks.
Her looks.
That's a good answer.
Her looks and her beautiful demeanor.
And beautiful. Let me check with the doctor.
Beautiful demeanor will work, yeah. Looks is very honest, and then beautiful demeanor is the lie.
all right. Guess I knew it was true love the first time we... Come on, be
the
honest.
The first time, I guess, we made eye contact. But I can't use I, or can I own this?
How about we just leave it at the first time we made contact?
There you go.
It's probably better.
Made contact. And that trip to any vacation that she'll remember?
Cedar Point.
Is that the amusement park?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A distinctive way she does something like no other person does.
The way she loves her, me and her, the rest, her kids.
The way she loves you and the rest of her kids.
Rest of the family or her rest two kids.
You're not her kid, though, right? When you say the rest of her kids.
No. Okay. I have two children.
Okay. That would just be uncomfortable if you were also
now,
her kid.
How long have you been married? How long have you been married, Don?
We've been married 24 years.
See, now this is really, I want to caution you, because if she finds out that you're doing this to buy a few more days just to get, it could get ugly. So,
it's fine. It's been ugly before.
Okay. Good.
All right. Okay. Good. I love that. What's your wife's hair color? The color that she says it is.
She'll say it's blonde.
Blonde. Mm-hmm. Okay. I go on forever.
County. What county do you live in?
Oh yeah, what county?
We live in Hillsborough County.
Hillsborough or Hillsborough? Are you in Tampa?
We're in Plant City.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Hillsborough County. Okay. Mm-hmm. Never take away from my time with her. Get back to work. Where do you work?
I work for Centerpoint Church.
Centerpoint Church. Wow. Church employee.
A church employee married for 25 years. Okay. What do you do there?
I'm the maintenance manager.
Good thing is, if you work at a church, when you need to get reburied, you've got a place already.
Or counseling.
Counseling's free.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. You work there from the hours of what?
9 till 5.
9 till 5, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Monday through Thursday, and you have Sundays off, I would imagine. Yeah, and just love Julie. So now, have you ever missed a birthday or anniversary or Valentine's Day before?
I have missed a birthday before.
When? When in the relationship?
Two years ago.
So this is
trending poorly.
Yes. Okay.
I missed it by a couple hours.
It doesn't matter. It's not like, you know, at midnight, it's like you didn't say anything for 2 hours and she knows. Okay, so here's the thing, Don. We're going to give you some extra seconds here because we have this theory that the longer you wait between her name and I love you, the more powerful that love is when it's spoken like that. So we're going to give you a 7-second wait. And so this is what I want you to do. I'm going to say, Don, is there anything you want to say to Julie before you leave? And you say, yes, Glenn. Julie, then in your head, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I love you.
So we got to wait 7 seconds. If you say okay or something like that beforehand, we're going to blow it for you.
Yeah. And it won't work out well. Do you want to practice?
Yeah, let's practice one.
Okay, so Don, is there anything you want to say to her before we hang up?
Yes, Glenn.
You have to say her name.
Yes, say her name.
Then you wait. Mm-hmm. Then you wait.
I deeply love you.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. That's beautiful. Wow. I like the ad-lib. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back with Don and Julie. And if Julie's not there, there's a rickety stool in the back that we're just going to shove up here, and we'll take it from there when we come back. RealEstateAgentsITrust.com, a way for you to help sell your home for top dollar as quickly as possible. And it's been a big success. We've learned there are three keys to the success. First, selling or buying a home is very complicated process. It's difficult to manage. You need somebody who is not doing this part-time that knows it and can see the rocks ahead. Second, the most important part of a sale or a purchase is evaluating the property price. That means somebody has to be an expert in that area. And the third is you got to trust these people. You have to feel good about them. Otherwise, it's just not going to go well, and it causes all kinds of stress. We have the people that can hit all three of those boxes for you. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need the best real estate agent in your area. We will help you find them. Usually, I think you get something back within the hour. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. It is time. Year in the making. We're so excited.
Now it's the contest a year in the making. Mm-hmm. It's Glenn Beck's quest to find America's ultimate couple of love. The essays have been written, the heartfelt words have been read, and the winner has been selected. Mm-hmm. So now, to introduce the country's most passionate pair, here's the love god himself, Glenn Beck.
Thank you very much. Yes, we have been so excited about this. I even brought in the love doctor, renowned therapist, Dr. Skip Skipperson, who has been going through the letters, and you think you found somebody.
Well, as a physician and a counselor and a doctor of love, I've seen thousands of couples, and this is an amazing case we're seeing here, Glenn.
It's a writing contest that thousands of people entered and had to write in over the last year, and we just selected our winner, and we have Don on the phone. Hello, Don.
Yes.
Don, welcome to the Big Frog, 110 FM.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Is your wife, Julie, on the phone?
Yes.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Did you have any idea that Don was working on something for you?
I had zero idea.
Zero idea. You two have been selected as our couple of the year. Only one couple every year, and they're pretty amazing. And what made you select this one, Doc?
Well, we've looked at this. It's a special case. This is something unique. It's something different. We took something out of this letter, I think, that really put them over the edge. Of course, please.
Here it is. It says, Dear Mr. Beck, I've never entered a contest like this before. Is that true? Don, never done anything like this, huh?
Yeah, this is the first time.
Okay. However, I felt I had to tell you about my beautiful wife, Julie. I really can't express in words how uniquely wonderful Julie truly is. Honestly, at first, I think I was just attracted to her looks and her beautiful demeanor. But this, as time went by, it turned into so much more. I guess I knew it was true love the first time we made contact. What do you mean by that, Don? I'm not going to ask you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. There's many meanings for that.
Okay. All right.
Sure.
And that trip to Cedar Point. Wow. What a perfect time that was. You remember that time, Julie?
I sure do.
As fondly as he does?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I guess what sets her apart is the distinctive way she loves me and the rest of the family, unlike any other blonde woman in Hillsborough County. I could go on forever, but that would take away from my time with her. I have to get back to work. I work at Cedar Point, where I'm a maintenance manager from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, and Sundays off. Besides, everyone always tries to make love so complex. But that's why I think we should be your Valentine's couple of the year, because for me, it's simple. I just love Julie. Wow. Julie, how do you feel about that?
That was very sweet and unexpected.
Oh,
really? Now, I have to tell you, we're doing this on Valentine's Day, but we've kind of screwed this up. So we're going to have you guys go out to dinner. We were supposed to make the reservations and we didn't. So, Don, can you get this? Julie, do you mind if you don't do something tonight?
And
you
postpone it a little bit?
Postpone it?
That is fine.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much, guys. And Don, is there anything you want to say to Julie?
Well, yes, Glenn. Julie?
Yes.
I love you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful. Thank you guys very much. Thank you. Don and Julie from Florida, our couple of the year. They off.
Proving once and for all that true love. Okay, stop.
I think they're
really...
okay.
Stop.
I think they're off. Okay,
they're gone. I don't know. I'm.
That was by the skin of our teeth. There.
If they make it to 25 years, I'm going to be a tad surprised.
I didn't even. I forgot to ask what restaurant he was going to make reservations.
Oh yeah.
To. So anyway, we're gonna try a couple more, and we have news of the day as well. It's Valentine's Day. Congratulations, it's finally here.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I love Patriot Mobile. Here's the thing. Cell service, almost all of it is exactly the same because everybody's using the same cell towers, okay? And what these companies do is they get their own customers and they charge all kinds of really high prices. Then they sell time on that tower to other companies and they charge really, really the low basic rate. Now, you're denying those companies that own those cell towers the money, all that big fat profit, to be able to go and donate to things like Planned Parenthood. So if you switch to another one that has the same coverage but is not giving that big fat profit, you hurt that, you know, big company. You also help the little company and you help your own causes because that little company is not giving all the money to Planned Parenthood. That's Patriot Mobile. They share your values. They know what you are. What your hard-earned money is worth, and they'll give you the exact same coverage. It's patriotmobile.com/blaze. patriotmobile.com/blaze. Go sign up now. They make the transition really, really simple. Switch to Patriot Mobile now.
Of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, so there's some important polls that are out today. Also, Congressman Omar has got to be censured. What happened yesterday on Capitol Hill was just horrendous. Just horrendous. But is this the way we're going to behave now? Is this it? Are we now going to be able to just hate America, claim all kinds of stuff about America, and just go on and pretend it didn't happen? We'll start with that and our couple of the year in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Actually, it's Valentine's Day, so we have to start with our couple of the year contest, which we've been talking about for a year, and we'll get to that in a minute. Right now, let me talk about FilterBuy. With temperatures dropping dangerously low levels all around the country, FilterBuy wants to offer you some tips to protect your family. First, be mindful of outside heating units. Failure in the outside unit kicks on, and the electric heating inside, and homeowners may not realize there's a failure until the electric bill comes in and it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Second, you have to make sure that there is a working carbon monoxide detector nearby just in case there are any cracks in the heating exchange. The easiest thing you can do to make sure that you have, you know, a system that is operating and operating efficiently is to make sure you change the filter when you're supposed to do it. FilterBuy will help you do it. You don't have to run out to Home Depot. You don't even have to leave the house. All you do is you order it. They ship it to you within 24 hours. It's at your doorstep. Also, you can save 5% just by being on an auto delivery.
Yeah, auto delivery is an interesting option because imagine if you had that for Valentine's Day plans. Like if you had someone who was scheduling these things for you, that way you wouldn't forget and let your wife down in a big situation. Like, you know, Like you.
I don't know what you're talking about. So anyway, filterbuy.com. That's filterbuy.com.
What I was talking about was that you know, you forgot your Valentine's Day.
I did not.
So you have reservations tonight then?
Of course I do. And we're going to enjoy it.
Okay, now. We need to get to her fast here, so let's get to him first. We got to go through the letter quickly.
Okay, let's go through the letter. We have Jonathan, right? Jonathan?
Yes.
Okay. Is Jillian on the line? We don't want to put her on yet.
Yeah, she is. Yep.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Jalan. You got to get that right.
Oh, Jalan. Jalan. Okay. And Jonathan, let's just go through this letter because I don't understand some of the things you wrote in here. It's just kind of like a form letter where you just fill in the blanks. Jalan, personality. The first time we worked at Pizza Hut, you knew it was true love?
I did. It's kind of funny. We were back in the back.
Don't need to hear the story. Just trying to help
you. This is all science.
This is science. So you both worked at Pizza Hut?
We did. We both worked at Pizza Hut.
Okay, that's too much. It's too much. I don't need to know the story. Then you went to the Dominican Republic on a vacation?
We did.
Okay.
We did.
Okay, and I guess what sets her apart is the distinctive way she, and what is written here is vocabulary. What the hell does that mean?
Her expanded vocabulary.
She's always
correcting my vocab.
Uses her. Expanded. Okay. What's her hair color? The hair color she'll claim.
Brown.
You live in Ellis County. You work at the Department of Defense.
That is correct.
Wow.
This is what our country depends on.
He was busy working on stuff.
Okay.
By the way, guys, I'm stalling a meeting just for this now.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
So
okay.
Missiles are flying in. We're not shooting them down because of this phone call.
Monday through Friday, 40 hours a week. Jillon. Oh,
what restaurant?
Okay.
Restaurant.
Yeah, restaurant.
What restaurant do you want to take her to?
Not Pizza Hut anymore. The Colombian is a nice restaurant.
The Colombian. Okay, you know we're not paying for it.
Oh, you're not?
No, you get nothing from us except we're buying you a few extra days. Okay.
I'm on a DoD salary, though. Come on.
Yeah,
that's not the way this works, sir.
You shouldn't have gone into the public sector. You go to private sector to make money. So Colombian restaurant. What day do you want to go?
Next Friday.
Okay. Next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to make the reservations. All right. Have you ever missed a Valentine's Day or birthday or anniversary?
Not an anniversary because it's on Valentine's Day. So.
Oh my gosh! You forgot your anniversary and Valentine's Day today.
I know it's pretty.
Oh my!
You get a full 10 seconds.
Killing ISIS members by yourself.
Yes, you get a full 10 seconds.
That's
here.
As high as we go.
Yeah. So now here's the thing. You have to say. I'm going to say to you the very end. So, Jonathan, is there anything you want to say to Jillon before we part? And you say yes, I do. Jillon, you have to count to full 10 seconds, no matter what she says. Are you there? Hello. Anything. You wait 10 seconds and then you say, I love you. All right?
Let's practice one time.
One time. Okay. So, Jonathan, is there anything you want to say to Jillon before we hang up? No, you don't wait there.
You say yes.
Jillon.
Yes.
Then you count.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there anything you want to say?
Yes.
The name? You got to say her name first.
Mm-hmm. It's the separation between the name and the I love you that makes it so powerful.
We're screwed and our defense is screwed.
Okay. I mean, we're okay. So you say yes, Glenn, Jillon, then you count. I love you.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes, Glenn, Jillon. Then I count the 10 seconds.
Yep.
Yes. Then you say I love you. Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
This is dicey.
Oh, wow, this is dicey.
Please don't equip the drones with the auto kill. All right. Here we go. We can put her on. Let's go ahead and put this full screen back behind me.
Contest a year in the making. It's Glenn Beck's quest to find America's ultimate couple of love. The essays have been written, the heartfelt words have been read, and the winner has been selected. So now, to introduce the country's most passionate pair, here's the love god himself, Glenn Beck.
Wow, we have gone all out this year, and you know this lasts the entire year. Just trying to find the most romantic couple and the couple that America feels is an example to all of us. Mm. And we've brought in Dick Dickerson, who is a doctor, family therapist.
Dr. Dickerson, yes, thank you. Worked hard for the title, and I do appreciate you.
Sure. And you've been going over this and using all kinds of research and analysis and your years of study of couples.
As a physician and a counselor and a doctor of love studies, I have met with over 14,000 couples. And
holy cow.
I have never seen anything like this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what was it about this couple as you...
Just the unique and distinct ways that that he spoke about. These were not generalities. He really knew real specifics about this relationship. And it was really... It was touching.
Okay. So do we have Jonathan on the phone? Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, I'm here.
Congratulations. Congratulations on winning. Now, does Jillian know anything about what's been going on?
No, she doesn't.
Okay. And I understand today's not just Valentine's Day. Today is a special day for you.
That is right. It's our anniversary.
How many years?
16.
16 years. Unbelievable. Jillian.
Yes.
Are you there?
I am.
Welcome. You probably are taken aback. Did Jonathan let on during the year at all that he was doing this?
No, not at all.
Wow.
I never answer the phone, so.
You never answer the phone?
Not if it's like an 866 number.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we got you on the phone because... And Dr. Dickerson, this is the letter. May I read it?
This is the letter, yeah. And I think you should read it, yeah.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind, Jonathan, that I share with the audience this, but I want to read this to Jillian. Dear Mr. Beck, I have never entered a contest like this before. Is that true, Jonathan? This is the first time, huh?
That's God's honest truth.
What was it about this contest that you said, you know what, I'm going to do it?
I'm just such a huge fan of yours, so I had to participate.
That's great.
Okay. So I've never entered a contest like this before. However, I felt I had to tell you about my beautiful wife, Jillian. I really can't express in words how uniquely wonderful Jillian truly is. Honestly, at first, I think I was just attracted to her personality. But as time went by, it turned into so much more. Now, that's unusual, Doctor, because usually people say I was attracted to her body. And then it turns into more.
Right. No, this is the personality was first here. And we've done many studies with the AMA and the ADA. And we found an incredible amount of the physical attraction coming first. But this was sort of the reverse.
Nice.
I thought it was
one of the interesting parts
of this.
I guess I knew it was true love the first time we worked at Pizza Hut. Mm. Did you guys work at Pizza Hut together?
Oh.
Yes.
She remembers that specific thing. That's
yeah,
one of the.
That's great. Nice. What was it about, Jillian? What was it about working together at Pizza Hut that was.
For me, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I mean, it's his letter, but I didn't know if you remembered it as fondly as he did.
I do. It is so funny because I was working there a good 5 months. And I was closing up. It was the first time without Jonathan working.
Yeah.
And I had left like all this stuff to do.
Oh my
and
gosh.
The other kitchen people, they were like, what are you doing? And I was like, it's not my job. And they said, no, it's just Jonathan does it for you.
Wow. You know what? Can I tell you? I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth here, Jillian. I asked him before we went on to tell me that story because I didn't understand it. He told it exactly the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
With the same spirit behind it. It was really, it's amazing to hear a couple so in sync. And that trip to the Dominican. Wow. What a perfect time that was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I think it was well deserved for both of us.
Yeah.
You started out, you were so young, and I was reflecting on this morning, just about how you do not even know, or you can't even conceptualize what marriage is at that age.
Mm. Wow.
Just something keeps you going, and you just keep going forward, but it doesn't mean that it's easy. So there's times where you need to take a break, and you need to just celebrate each other. And kind of say, you know, I'm sorry, I'm learning on you and with you. And there's things that you can hurt each other with, but it doesn't mean that you just give up and walk away.
Wow. Jonathan, in talking to Jillian, this particular couple of the year this year has taken on a new and deeper meaning.
Mm.
Hearing her talk about you and it's kind of hard to go on, but I'm going to. He says, I guess what sets her apart is the distinctive way she uses her vocabulary. She uses her vocabulary unlike any other brown-haired woman in Ellis County.
Mm. The whole county.
Yeah.
He says, I could go on forever, but that would take away from my time with her. And I have to get back to work at the Department of Defense, where I'm a supervisor. Monday through Friday, I work 40 hours a week.
Supervisor.
Besides, everyone always tries to make love so complex, and I think that's why I should be your Valentine's couple of the year, because for me, it's simple. I just love Jalan.
Yeah.
That is...
That's powerful.
I see what you see in that, Doctor. It's beautiful. Okay, so here's the thing, and I'm going to have to take the blame on this one. I happened to be in Washington for the State of the Union and everything else, and I dropped the ball, and we were supposed to take you to one of your favorite restaurants tonight, the Colombian, I guess?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes, but I have been out of town, and I dropped the ball on this, and I am so sorry about that. So we have...
You shouldn't take all the responsibility for that. A lot of that was the charity work you were doing, and it was admirable.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. So anyway, so we've set up something for you next Friday, if that's okay, at the Colombian. So would you mind, please forgive me, do you mind not celebrating your anniversary and Valentine's Day until next week?
Can we do it twice? Is that okay, too?
Well,
can you get what?
Can we just do it twice?
Well, as a doctor, I would not recommend that. No, I think you should wait.
Well,
because
I think Jonathan, the way she spoke about Pizza Hut, and it is their anniversary.
That would be great.
I think, you know, maybe
tonight you celebrate
at
Pizza Hut, and next week you do the Columbia.
There you go.
That's a great idea,
guys. Congratulations, Jonathan. Is there anything that you want to say to Jalan?
Yes, Glenn. Jalan, I love you.
Ooh, hang on. Glenn. There's a...
Thank you. Do you want to... Is there anything else you wanted to say to Jalan?
I don't know if that... I don't know if I
you
heard
cut
that.
Out Could there, you? Actually, there, and I know...
I didn't
you
hear
cut
it.
Out for about 10 seconds. So, do you want to try that one more time?
Sure. Jalan, I know, I'm beyond difficult, and I know you...
No.
You're cutting out again.
No, yeah.
I know you... I think you may have said, I love you. You kind of lost a little bit of that, but I mean, we lost about 10 seconds of that. If you could just restate what you were saying earlier, we don't want to lose that full 10 seconds.
So is there anything you want to say to Jalan?
Just that I love you.
I don't know how I could be more clear. Okay.
It's a wildfire. It's a wildfire.
We're having issues with the phone. Is that?
Yeah.
Can we ask you guys to hold on for just a second? Hold on.
If you could pick up Jalan and we could talk maybe to Jonathan here.
Yeah, just because I don't know. Yeah, we're having a problem with the connection. Hang on just a second. In fact, doctor, can you? I'm going to just do a real quick commercial for a minute, and then we'll come back. Gee, no time to counsel for me. Let me just say, it's their anniversary. I like them, but oh my gosh! And our rule is:
how is someone at the Department of Defense not follow instructions?
I don't know. And our rule is: if you break that one, we expose.
I'll give them one more shot. That's it.
All right. Okay, let me tell you about LifeLock. Tax season, scammers are back. You've got to be really careful at this season. That is why you need to protect yourself. You need to file as early as possible, safeguard your IRS identity, your PIN numbers, all of that. Somebody's identity is stolen every 2 seconds. And that's why there's LifeLock, and you need LifeLock. I remember in the days in the 90s, you're like, LifeLock, why would they need... They were so far ahead of their time, which is great because they're the best now. And if they detect your information being used, they're going to send you an alert. And if there's a problem, a U.S.-based restoration specialist is going to work to fix it. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can uncover threats that you might miss on your own. So join now. Get 10% off your first year by using the promo code Beck. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use the promo code Beck. Save 10% now. 10 seconds, station ID.
You notice that 10-second station ID break there?
Yeah, 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. So, Jonathan, yeah. Now she is in she isolation. She can't hear. She can't get rid of the couple of the year because this could go. I like the Titanic sinking behind me because this is, though, there's the crash of Wall Street and there's the Titanic.
Okay. Are you not listening to us, Jonathan? This is science we're talking about here.
But I feel like your instructions aren't clear. So you just want me to pause for 10
seconds?
You
to say, here's what I want you to do. Say, Jalan, pause 10 seconds. I love you. That is your only job here. And if you screw it up one more time, we're telling her.
We're telling her that you forgot the anniversary and
Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Okay.
Right, now listen, you count slowly.
And I'm concentrating.
You count slowly.
So what are the three aspects of this? First is?
Jalan.
Then there's what?
10 seconds.
Then you say?
I love you.
Okay. Perfect. Now you don't count 10 seconds like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These are long. One. Two, if you don't know, 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, because I want to be very clear, do not count out loud.
Okay? People have done that.
All right.
I got this.
Okay. All right, you got it.
Good job.
This is it.
All right.
You blow it, we blow it.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
So, I'm sorry, we had some problems with the phones. Jalan, are you there? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, can you hear Jonathan? Because we couldn't hear Jonathan.
I was actually able to hear him.
Clearly?
The whole time?
Wow. Okay. Well, we didn't. And we just want to make sure that we have this for the couple of the year. So I'm sorry. Jonathan, you had something to say to yes. Jalan?
Yes, Jalan. I love you.
Oh. He went the extra mile on that one, too. That is, I'm so glad we caught that. Hey, guys, enjoy Pizza Hut tonight and Columbia next week.
Columbia, yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thanks,
many more. Jonathan, beautiful letter. And thank you for sharing Jalan with us today.
Proving once and for all that true love really does exist. You've been listening to Glenn Beck as he honors Amore and the incredibly rare loving men who go that extra mile to bring their soulmate the affection and attention they so richly deserve. Men who care enough to show their true feelings. Men who always...
Are they gone yet?
They're off. They're off. Okay. Whew. Wow, that was a tough one.
He almost blew that.
We should have blown it for him.
Probably should have.
Anniversary. And did you hear how she said about the Dominican?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. She's a treasure.
Oh yeah. She's
awesome.
And
you forget Valentine's Day. We're not at war, dude. Well, we are actually at war, but we're not really at war. Well, we actually are really away. It's not a declared war. Okay?
It's a bit of a technicality, but yes.
It's not a declared war. Mm-hmm. Man, forget your anniversary and Valentine's Day.
Think about that next time you're comfortable in your home. The Department of Defense has people like that. No, he's awesome. It was really fun. I really thought he was going to blow it, though.
I did, too.
And
she's great.
She's great.
She's great.
He better take her out to the nicest dinner of all time.
Oh, Jonathan, you owe her big time.
And
big time.
Enjoy the breadsticks tonight. Unbelievable.
You are so lucky that you have a Pizza Hut in your past, because it's the only place you're going to be able to get into tonight. And don't you dare order and have it delivered to the house.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, Liberty Safe. Did you see the viral video from Liberty Safe?
Yes.
I did not see it yesterday. I didn't get a chance to see it. I love their Liberty Safes.
Well, they apparently realized that you're not supposed to put firearms advertisements on Facebook. So they found a way around that.
Really?
They went and decided to show you all the other things that you can put in your Liberty Safe.
Uh-huh.
Purses were not included. I was a little disappointed. But all the other things, and maybe occasionally would refer to, give you a thought that maybe firearms were one of the things you could also keep in there. But they didn't say that exactly. It's great.
It's great. Yeah. All right. Liberty Safe. I love Liberty Safe. Check them out. Go to their website. You need a gun safe. You need a safe for, you know, prescription drugs, whatever it is. Please go to Liberty Safe. Best built safes on the planet, bar none, made here in America. It's libertysafe.com. That's libertysafe.com.
If you think listening to this is insane, you should see it. BlazeTV.com/Beck is the place to go. Use the promo code Beck and you save $10.
I'm sweating. It's up a roller storm. Coaster. This is tough.
iPatriots.us is a new conservative alternative to liberal-based email services. It's secure, private, and safe, no ads or spam, and they won't collect or sell your data ever. Go to iPatriots.us right now, pick your membership. At checkout, select your own iPatriots email address, enter promo code Patriot, get the first month free. Go month to month, cancel anytime.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. It is Valentine's Day. And seeing Valentine's through and helping you, our beloved audience, helping you get out of a sticky mess. And this is not a contest for dirtbags who continually forget everything. This is a contest for people who just had the worst luck or whatever. And we're buying you a few extra days. You still have to do everything. But we're taking the blame for you and taking the heat off of you. Now, we have the first ever woman who is asking for our help, Nancy.
Hi, Glenn.
You forgot Valentine's Day?
I did not forget. We had made an agreement because we're closing on a house today.
Mm-hmm.
And we had made an agreement not to buy each other anything. And he came in yesterday with a package.
Oh, no.
And it was How I Love Thee. And it was personalized to me, a book for every day of the year. So,
oh, my gosh.
I was listening to this while I was working. So I was like, I
can't believe this is the exact reversal. And I said all week, do you listen every day?
I do.
Okay. Remember what I said? She's going to say, don't get me anything. And what did I say? It's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. It's a
house today.
It's always a trap. Okay, Nancy, we need to find out. Your husband's name is Daryl?
Yes.
Okay, you were... Well, I'm going to leave that one for on the air. We'll go there. The true love, first time we kissed, that trip to Greece. Distinctive way his heart... Is a distinctive way his heart. What does that mean?
Like I said that he had so much compassion. He has a big heart.
Oh, okay, okay. What's his hair color?
It is salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. And the county you live in?
Forsyth.
Forsyth.
We're in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Where you nurse for United Health?
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 40 hours a week, and love Daryl. Okay, so now, Nancy, because you were caught by the trap, we're just going to get you. We're just going to, what do you think, Doc?
I think it's on the shorter side here.
5 seconds.
Nancy. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
When I say, is there anything you want to say to Daryl? You say, yes, Glenn, Daryl, and then you count to 5 seconds. If you blow it, we tell Daryl it's a sham.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's right. Three elements
do
to this.
I have to call him Daryl? Can I call him honey?
Yeah, you can call him
honey. So it's
honey.
It's honey. Okay. Wait 5 seconds, then I love you. Those three elements all must be there, okay. Or we blow it for you.
And it's 5-1-1000, 2-1000, mm-hmm. 3-1000. Got it.
Okay. Want to practice one time here?
Yeah, I heard the last guy.
Yeah. That was an abomination.
We were on the edge of the cliff.
Yes.
We're like free solo, about to fall off.
Yeah, behind us, if you happen to watch us on Blaze on the app, you saw the Titanic, and I think there was a forest fire and a Wall Street panic.
I saw that.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Nancy, where are we taking, where are you taking him for dinner?
Okay.
Where?
Okay.
Where is it?
Paka Chow.
Paka Chow.
Uh-huh. HAKAACHOW.
Paka Chow.
Paka Chow. Is that Elizabeth Warren restaurant? Or
no. No. Lord knows.
Hers was Pow Wow Chow.
Pow Wow Chow. That's right. This is Paka Chow.
Paka Chow. It was Paka Chow.
Paka Chow?
Yeah, H.
Paka Chow.
Paka Chow. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get Daryl on the phone, and we will... Pull your bacon out of the fire because we love you and we appreciate you.
I mean, I got to say, part of the fault here is Daryl.
Hang on.
Okay, here we go.
All right, hang on just a second. Here we go.
And now it's the contest a year in the making. It's Glenn Beck's quest to find America's ultimate couple of love. Mm. The essays have been written, the heartfelt words have been read, and the winner has been selected. So now, to introduce the country's most passionate pair, here's the love god himself, Glenn Beck.
Well, I will tell you this. I may be a love god, but I am no doctor. That's why we have brought Dr. Mick Mickelson in, who is a therapist.
Therapist, counselor, physician, and doctor of love studies. As a doctor of love studies, I've met with over 19,341 couples, and I've never seen anything like this.
That's great. Now, doctor, this is, for anybody who's listening, you know this is a year in the making. We spent all year looking for and asking people. We get thousands of letters mm-hmm. that come in. And what was it about this couple that...
I would say... You know, a lot of people generalize when they talk about love and their mm-hmm. their loved ones, but there are so many specific memories here, and that's what really put me over the edge on this particular letter. So many memories, so much color mm-hmm. Put into this, and a lot of time as well. It was really remarkable.
Okay, so Nancy, you're on the phone. Are you there?
Yep.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Does Daryl have any idea of what you've been working on?
Yes, because we're on our way to go close on a house.
So you've already told him that he won?
No.
So he doesn't.
We're talking about it, working on it as far as you entering this contest, and he was not aware of that.
No, he does not know I entered the contest.
Okay. So let's get Daryl on the phone. Daryl?
I'm here.
Daryl, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
Doing fine.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah. And it sounds like it's a special day for you already. I can hear
it
in your voice. Yeah. And you're going to close on a house today.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Did you have any idea that Nancy was working on something special for you today?
She had mentioned it.
Something special, yeah. But she was not specific about what it was.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Well, we're here to tell you, you've won our Couple of the Year contest, which is, you know, been imitated by many, many shows, but it doesn't have the prestige of this particular Couple of the Year. And this is the letter here. And may I read it to Daryl?
I think that would be great.
Okay, so Daryl, this is what Nancy wrote in, and this is what's made you guys the Couple of the Year. Dear Mr. Beck, I've never entered a contest like this before. However, I felt I had to tell you about my beautiful husband, Daryl. I really can't express in words how uniquely wonderful Daryl truly is. Honestly... Oh, I see what you see in this. This is pretty honest.
Yeah, it's really honest.
I think I was just attracted to his lips.
Hmm.
Do you have special lips, Daryl?
No, I don't think so.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Nancy.
She's bearing her soul.
Nancy, dreamy lips?
Y'all hung up on her.
We hung up on her. We got to get her back.
Oh, let's get her back.
Okay,
then.
Let's get her back. Hmm. Okay, but as time went by, it turned into so much more. I guess I knew it was true love the first time we kissed.
Oh.
And that trip to Greece. Now listen to this. And that trip to Greece. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What a perfect time that was.
What do you remember most about that trip to Greece, Daryl?
Oh, there were so many different things that we saw. The Parthenon, Olympia.
Yeah.
That's exactly what...
Yeah. The ruins.
That's exactly what she mentioned as well. Yeah.
Really, it's amazing. You guys are really connected, really.
Two peas in a pod.
I guess what sets her apart is the distinctive way he uses his heart. And in talking to... She's a nurse, so...
Yes.
Is that a... It's not a medical.
Is that a medical?
What do you mean
by that exactly, Nancy?
What do I mean by how he uses his heart?
Yeah.
He's just a really compassionate guy.
Really compassionate guy.
Oh,
that's great.
That's great.
He uses his heart unlike any other salt and peppered haired man in Forsyth County.
Oh.
She says, I could go on forever, but that would take away from all of my time with him. And I have to get back to work at United Health, where I'm a nurse. I work 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday. Besides, everyone always tries to make love so complex. And that's why I think we should be your Valentine's couple of the year, because for me, it's simple. I just love Daryl.
Oh, oh my gosh.
That is nice, Daryl.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So your emotion is almost overwhelming, Daryl, as you hear this.
Yes.
Mm, yes.
We're hearing it.
You can hear it in his voice.
So here's the thing. We're going to send you guys out. Apparently, your favorite restaurant is Haka Chow.
Ooh.
Yes, it is.
And so we're going to send you out to Haka Chow. Now, I have to, you know, beg your forgiveness. I was out of town, actually out of country, on some...
But you could say it. You were saving children in Malaysia.
We were just... No, it was not all that. We were just building some wells. And so I was out, and I dropped the ball on making sure that you had a place to go tonight, and I got back too late. So anyway, do you mind not celebrating Valentine's Day today and go to Haka Chow next week?
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Because we got a lot of moving to do.
That works out perfectly then.
Congratulations. Nancy, is there anything you want to say to Daryl here in front of the whole country?
Yes, Glenn. Honey, I love you.
Just beautiful. Just
perfect.
Beautifully
perfect
done.
Perfect love.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thank you. Nancy and Daryl, thank you. And good luck with your new house. And may have many, many more happy Valentine's Days to
proving
celebrate.
Proving once and for all that true love really does exist.
And thank you,
You've
doctor.
Been listening you. To Glenn Beck as he honors Amore
okay.
and the incredibly...
Cut. They're off. So
perfectly executed love there. We've made it into a formula, and it is successfully uniting people across this country.
I don't know why we advertise for flowers and stuff. We should just... we should charge people for this.
This, we could charge a lot for this.
We could charge a lot for this.
Look, we just saved how many relationships? We've already saved 3 or 4 relationships today.
I have another idea. What about doing like some sort of an assistant thing to where you can say you have an assistant? Because see, a lot of people said to me, you know, Glenn, what do you mean you didn't have, you know, Valentine's Day dinner plans? And that's what you have an assistant for. I mean, a wife might have said that. And I said, right, exactly right.
Oh, so you blamed the underling.
So a lot of people will say that's what you have an assistant for. And I say that's no. That's why you have them, so you can blame them. So what if we had a service where it was a bogus, it could be bogus anything. For instance, you got to go to some big, you know, convention and you just don't want to go. We could have, you know, a doctor service where it's the doctor and he's just calling your boss and saying, look, I don't want to get into anything, and it's not threatening and it's not going to affect his work at all. He just can't go because of, I don't know, the malaria scare or whatever.
Right.
Some doctorish thing.
Well, and the key to this too is taking the blame. So
that's what I mean.
The assistant is saying
it could be the assistant if it's for your home. You know, you forgot the anniversary. No. I did. He
knew the entire time.
He's going to fire me
because it's. I don't know if people would believe that. You know, because I happen to know both of your assistants, and neither one of them would ever forget a thing. In fact, the Michelle who left, who was fantastic, she's left to start her own event planning company, which would indicate that she's very responsible.
I'm not saying how it happened. I'm just saying one of them dropped the ball. And I don't know which one, and I'm not going to put them in the same room and ask them at the same time. I don't think that's necessary.
Somebody did drop the ball, I will give you that.
Well, let's move on. It's a day of love and healing and uniting. And we have many more contestants, but we also have some news that we have to get to that is pretty important today, because it's if it bottles up for 24 hours in me, I'll explode tomorrow. And you don't want Glenn meat all over the studio, do you?
I can confidently say no to that as a doctor.
So if Don't pretend to be a doctor.
I am.
For those of us who have worked hard.
I have a Dr. Smock on right now.
Yeah, but that's not the same as having the actual sheepskin, okay? And some of us have worked hard for our title before our name.
I was approved by the AMA and the Dentist Association.
All five dentists?
No, we got three out of five dentists. To be fair, though, I had an ongoing dispute with one of them. So I think it would have been four out of five dentists agree that I should be a doctor.
Well, but it's not. So, you know, four out of five is good enough for Crest, not good enough for you. Here we have Relief Factor. Mm-hmm. I know if you have pain, I know what it's like, and there's an easy way to cover it. And that is by using Relief Factor. Now, what I just said is actually what the exact opposite of what it does. You take, you know, painkillers from the doctor, narcotics, that covers your pain. What Relief Factor does, it's 100% drug-free, and it actually reduces inflammation, which is one of the main drivers of pain. It works for me. I've taken it for over a year, three times a day now, and it has dramatically impacted my pain.
Might need some extra if Tanya finds out about what happened.
I don't think we need to continue to beat this dead horse. Relief Factor, relieffactor.com. Order, try it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, you will be out $20. But if it does, like it does for 70% of the people who try it, your pain is reduced or gone. Call 800-500-8384. It's relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Program. Couple of interesting polls have come out today.
Yeah, Medicare for All, really popular, as you know.
Yes.
And in fact, you know, a lot of polls were saying, like, people really like that. They like Medicare for All. They want it. Now it's been out for a while, and people are starting to learn about what it is and what it does, what it means for you and your health care, what it means for you and your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So Medicare for All, it's kind of falling, the support.
Okay.
It's gone from, it was at 30%, and then dropped to 27. Now it's at 12.
Oh, my God.
Plus 12. Now the Republicans went from minus 13 to minus 34 on it. Democrats have dropped by 8 points as well. And independents have gone from plus 40 to plus 14. So we are, it's going the wrong direction.
And we haven't even gotten to the new Green Deals, the Green New Deal. That thing is going to drop like a rock as mm-hmm. well. We're going to start the hour with some really important news and commentary. And then back to Amore.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
I want to talk about our sponsor. It's Home Title Lock. Home Title Lock. There's a data breach that's just happened. 24 million people now are exposed to title fraud.
Now, this doesn't cover you for being locked out of your home by your significant other because of things you've done, right? That's not what Home Title Lock does.
Somebody's trying to steal your home. All you have to do is have somebody that's standing there at the vault watching those titles go in and out. There's only one company that can do that, and it is HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com. Get the $100 search for free when you sign up to make sure it hasn't already happened to you. Get this for your parents as well. HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The radicals in Congress are mind-boggling. I want to get to Congresswoman Omar and her questioning yesterday in a congressional hearing that is just beyond reprehensible. We'll do that in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
In 1 minute, we get back to the program. We just want to take a quick break, tell you about our sponsor. It's CarShield. CarShield's, you know, it wants to just tell everybody who has, you know, their car frozen and now it won't start because it was sitting out in, you know, sub-zero temperatures and there's something that went wrong. That may be a covered repair if you have Car Shield. Car Shield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super, super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do it. It's your choice because they pay them. They don't pay you. They pay directly to the mechanic. So you don't have to write out a check or credit card or anything else and then wait for that payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're stuck without, you get reimbursed like 6 weeks later. You don't have to deal with that.
Yeah.
They take care of all of it for you.
Also, 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while yours is in the shop getting fixed. If you have a problem with your car, it may be too late now if you don't have Car Shield, but get Car Shield. You know, 1,000 miles to 150,000 miles. It doesn't matter. You're going to hit a point where you need to be covered, and Car Shield will be there. 1-800-CAR-6100. 1-800-CAR-6100. Use the promo code BECK. I want to play this longer cut of Representative Omar from Minnesota, who has a long, long record of being a radical and an anti-Semite. She yesterday was in a congressional hearing, and they were talking about Venezuela. And I want you to hear, A, how she treats the witness, which, you know, other witnesses can be treated like this as well, and they have been. I'm just so sick of it. It's why I've never had a problem with the Secret Service. I'm around Secret Service and people who have Secret Service details a lot. I respect them. I really, really respect what they do because they're willing to lay down their life, usually for people that they really don't care for. And they're amazing. But when I was at the State of the Union, I had a real problem with the Secret Service because this guy was coming in and telling me that I couldn't take notes at the State of the Union. I'm in the back. I'm on the other side of the press. I'm a member of the press, but I don't have my little section, but I'm facing the press. I'm taking notes. I'm not disturbing anyone. Secret Service comes in and says, no note taking. And it was so packed, he couldn't get to me.
No note taking?
No note taking.
What kind of rule is that?
I know. They're taking selfies down on the floor.
They realize it's on television, too?
I know. And it was so irritating to me. So irritating. These people work for us. You want to go down and correct somebody? Go correct them. They're taking selfies. They're hissing at the president. They're laughing. They're mocking. I'm sitting here taking notes about it so I can report on it the next day. Don't do that. I'm so sick at the twisted power here. And we give them the power and the authority to say anything to anyone. And as long as they're saying it on the floor or in an official job, no one can say anything about it. But that's only the beginning of this problem. Here she is talking to Elliot Abrams, and she's driving to a point about Venezuela. I want you to listen to Representative Omar.
Mr. Adams, in 1991, you pleaded guilty to 2 counts of withholding information from Congress regarding your involvement in the Iran-Contra affair.
We have to stop. The Iran-Contra affair? You put somebody in Congress that has never heard of the Iran-Contra affair? Obviously, she's never heard of it. She's reading this, if you see the visual, she is reading it approximately 6 inches away from the paper. Her head is almost all the way down in the desk because she has absolutely no idea what she's talking about. She has no idea what she's talking about, and she thinks it's the Iran-Contra affair because the R, the N looks like an R. So she says Contra. This woman is in Congress. She was elected to Congress. She doesn't even know what the Iran-Contra affair is. And worse than that, she's in the middle of an attack against someone based on something she knows nothing about.
So let's continue on. You're going to need duct tape.
For which you were later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush. I fail to understand why members of this committee or the American people should find any testimony that you give today to be truthful.
If I can respond to that.
It wasn't a question.
I reserve the right to my time. It is not right.
That was not a question.
Committee can attack
on February 8th
who is not permitted to reply.
That That was not a question.
This is un-American. And this is not her that does it. This happens on both sides. But this is un-American. You cannot continue down this road where these clowns can say whatever they want and you can't respond. If I were him, I would have gotten up. I would not have sat there for this. This is an outrageous attack. And it's not just that. It goes much worse. Listen.
In that hearing, you dismissed as communist propaganda report about the massacre of El Masote, in which more than 800 civilians, including children as young as 2 years old, were brutally murdered by U.S.-trained troops. During that massacre, some of those troops bragged about raping a 12-year-old girl before they killed them. Girls before they killed them. You later said that the U.S. policy in El Salvador was a fabulous achievement. Yes or no? Do you still think so?
From the day that President Duarte was elected in a free election to this day, El Salvador has been a democracy. That's a fabulous achievement.
Yes or no? Do you think that massacre was a fabulous achievement that happened under our watch?
That is a ridiculous question, and I
yes or no?
No,
I will take that as a yes.
I am not going to respond to that kind of personal.
Stop! Do you think the massacre is a yes or no question? No, I don't. I'll take that as a yes. Excuse me. First of all, what do you think about America that you could even ask that question? There isn't a single American that likes the idea that a massacre happened and we were somehow or another at all involved. America does not like the idea and will go after any troop, and we should, and put them in Leavenworth for the rest of their life if they're killing, maiming, raping people. They are there to protect people. If anyone in our service is there, I can guarantee you it would be 99.9% of the population that would say, yeah, they should rot in Leavenworth.
Of course.
The only reason why it might be lower is because they would think people like this will take and twist it. And now you're held for war crimes for something that you were asked to do.
You're right. I mean, well, war
in
is,
liberation.
War is ugly. However, rape of 12-year-olds is never involved in it. There's never it part of a policy,
has,
at
never,
least of the United States, that,
never,
that exists for that.
Never. And how dare you? This is an American congresswoman who now says, do you think that was good policy? That was not our policy. But wait, there's more. That's all you have? You didn't get the rest of that? Mike, you got to get the rest of that. She goes on and then starts to talk about Venezuela. And when she goes on with Venezuela, she says, so what happens if we are going in there and there is a massacre, or the troops that we are now supporting because we support the new president of Venezuela, if they start to kill and maim and rape and there's a massacre there, will the only thing matter is the American interests? It's unbelievable.
Unreal.
It's unbelievable.
Ocasio-Cortez gets all the attention, but she's a superstar. I mean, Omar is a superstar when it comes to this nonsense. She is going to give us clip after clip after clip after clip of this. She can't control herself. She was just this week had to apologize for things that she said on this basic same train of thought. You know, I mean, she's defending the Palestinians. She's defending all the other groups around Israel and saying how bad Israel is. I mean, how many times have we seen terrorist attacks against children in Israel? Does she have any problem with any of those? I wonder.
These people do not. I bet you not. These people are so radical, and they've never been pushed back. They've never had anyone question them of any report. I mean, they've never had anyone who, you know, is on the liberal side, controlling the media and Hollywood and everything else, say anything other than you are brilliant.
Yeah.
You
wow. Thank you for saying those important things.
Yeah.
And you could see it in her face, and that she, legitimately has no idea what she's talking about. She's
None.
Reading this maybe for the first time. She's reading it incredibly slowly and very close to the paper just so she can pick it up, and she still blows it and calls it the Iran-Contra affair.
You got to get to the Venezuela stuff, because watching her and talk about the American policies.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
That end in massacres. And this one, we're on the wrong side in Venezuela.
Oh, God, please. This is a gift. It's sad that, and you're right, un-American's the right term for the way that they won't even let him answer.
That's all sides, though. That's the way that system works, and it's wrong.
But with her, you have somebody here who she doesn't know anything except one little thing, which is America's evil. America's wrong. America's been doing these terrible things to people who are less fortunate. America is slaughtering people who look differently. That's her entire worldview. You can't possibly go into you're questioning someone who is involved in the Iran-Contra affair, and you don't know what it is. Yet you're calling him a murderer. Think of what kind of person you have to be to not even have knowledge of the name of the event and still call someone else a murderer. What kind of character do you have to pull that one off? She doesn't even know the name of it. And she's willing to call a man she's never spoken to before a murderer in front of the entire country.
Yeah.
There's your Democratic Party for you.
Yeah.
Right there.
And there's more. There's more on this. And we'll get to it coming up in a sec. First, let me take a quick break. Talk to you about Goldline. We're back to the show in 1 minute. But Goldline, there's a new annual threat assessment that has come out, and there is a threat increase now because of the cooperation between China and Russia. A cyber war. Every time I think of Russia right now, I just think of Putin talking about that World War III will be fought with ones and zeros. And that is exactly what is happening with China and Russia. They are already engaged in what Putin says is World War III and the world of ones and zeros. We now, in this new report, show that China can actually shut down everything here in the United States. They can massively disrupt the United States, our power grid, our banking systems. They can do it. And don't think when the time is right, somebody wouldn't. So what are you going to do? What happens when a dollar is not worth anything because it crashes, because of the markets in Greece and Italy and Germany and everywhere else crash? Brexit's right around the corner. They're freaking out, and I don't think you should, but they're freaking out over in Europe. And the one reason why it makes sense to be cautious about Brexit is because there are people in Parliament over there that would rather see Europe crash than England go free. It's bad. Please diversify. Find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline is offering $750 in free coins for every $25,000 invested using their Express IRA program. If you have an old 401k or thrift savings plan, consider diversifying into a gold IRA account. You get a gold IRA account, and you can add an additional $750,000 in coins, physical coins. Do it now. Find out if gold or silver is right for you. Read their important risk information. Call 866-GOLDLINE. Call them right now. 1-866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com. 10-second station ID. We're going to run out of time today. Let me just finish this clip, because I just think this clip is just so outrageous. We all know what's going on in Venezuela. We all know that Maduro, he altered the elections. He took all of the people that were running against him that had a chance, and he put them in jail. This is not a democratically elected guy. He seized power. He was elected the first time. Second time, no. And he's using food as a weapon. In that last election, he, in Spanish, his slogan was, "You give, I give." Meaning, you vote for me, I give your community food. We know what's going on. We know who's on the right side. But apparently, Congressman Omar has no idea. She thinks that we're on the wrong side. Listen to
yes
the rest.
Yes or no, would you support an armed faction within Venezuela that engages in war crimes, crimes against humanity or genocide?
Oh, yeah.
If you believe totally. They were serving U.S. interest, as you did in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua.
I am not going to respond to that question. I'm sorry. I don't think this entire line of questioning is meant to be real questions, and so I will not reply.
Good for you.
Whether you, under your watch, a genocide will take place, and you will look the other way because American interests were being upheld, is a fair question. Because the American people want to know that anytime we engage a country, that we think about what our actions could be.
You are lecturing. You
we
really
believe our values are being furthered. That is my question. Will you make sure that human rights are not violated and that we uphold international and human rights?
I suppose there is a question in there, and the answer is that the entire thrust of American policy in Venezuela is to support the Venezuelan people's effort to restore democracy to their country. That's our policy.
I don't think anybody disputes that. The question I had for you is that does the interest of the United States include protecting human rights and include protecting people against genocide?
That is always the position of the United States.
Thank you.
You are not going to get a serious person to take a serious job in this country if that's who you put in Congress. That is the most insulting thing I've ever heard. Now, there are bad guys, you know, in Congress. There are bad guys in government. There are bad guys in the public sphere. But if you really, truly believe that American interests come above genocide in a country where we are in.
Laughable.
It's laughable, especially how dare you, as a Muslim, say those things while we have been fighting and freeing slaves that Muslims have taken because they started a deadly caliphate because we tried to free people.
And let's not over just pass by the fact that we now have at least one member in the U.S. Congress that believes the American people have committed genocide on three occasions in what, the last 30 years? I mean, I'm sure others believe it, but I don't remember anyone else ever saying it.
It's the same person. It's the exact same person who also thinks that Israel has hypnotized the world. Mm-hmm. If that's not anti-Semitic, you can go to one of her many other anti-Semitic statements.
All about the Benjamins.
This woman is not even the one that wrote for Louis Farrakhan for years.
No, that's Tlaib. Right.
Again. I mean, she's not the only extremist in Congress now.
Oh, and well, there were plenty of extremists before, but
this kind of extremist.
And, you know, this isn't, you know, Maxine Waters, who's been around for 1,000 years and is obviously insane. This is these are three young Congress people who have been identified as the future of the Democratic Party. That's scary.
I don't know how they think they're going to save or get elected in a majority with this kind of stuff.
And for all
the green jobs thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so all that was released, apparently, all that was released, this is their excuse now and why Mitch McConnell was sabotaging them, is because all that they had was just a memo, a talking points memo, that we think, you know, green energy is important and we think we should eventually get off fossil fuels. And that's what everybody signed on to. Apparently, there is no bill except a resolution that says, hey, we think these things are important. Mm-hmm. Not an actual, hey, let's get rid of the planes and let's get rid of the cars. That's at Ocasio-Cortez. Has she put that out? They're not going to survive with this kind of extremism.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
But remember, you know, Tea Party were extreme because they thought the IRS shouldn't spy on them. Simply Safe, you should never feel unsafe in your own home. Simply Safe, it has the way to feel safe in your home, the way to keep you safe, the way to prove who it was that broke into your house. It's all with their Simply Safe package that you can buy. You go online at simplysafebeck.com, but you own the system. There's no wiring. There's no contracts. You own it. It is the best in the business. These things have been tested over and over and over again. You can take a baseball bat to it and try to stop the keyboard, and it's not going to change it. It's simplysafebeck.com, and it's $14.99 a month for the 24/7 monitoring. Do this. Save yourself a buttload of money and also have the best security in your home. It's SimplySafeBeck.com. SimplySafeBeck.com.
Coming up, we can fit in another Couple of the Year award, I believe, as well as Andrew Heaton on the way and a couple of other surprise guests coming up.
I was so much happier earlier in the show when we were just screwing off and talking about the radicals in Congress. So we brought Andrew Heaton in from Something's Off with Andrew Heaton, the podcast that you can find wherever you download podcasts.
I am not a congressman and I'm tepid. Yeah. So I'm avoiding both of the things that irritated you earlier.
Holy cow. But you are kind of lonely tonight.
I'm a bit lonely, and I'm honestly confused by this because I feel like I'm awesome boyfriend material. I think I get it. Like my last girlfriend came home one night and she went, I had a really tough day. Stacy was mean to me. And I went, let's sit down and make a graph of actionable steps that we can take to fix this problem. And I feel like that's what women generally want, is for me to fix problems, right?
Yeah. And graphs.
No, that's the exact opposite.
Why are they asking me for help, Glenn? Why would they come to me and say they've had a bad day if they just want me to listen to them?
You know what is the key to you finding a date and a woman that will stick around?
Uh-huh.
Is you maybe saying, I may not be good boyfriend material because they keep leaving.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So it's kind of like a... I'm tricking them by going, hey, I'm a bad boyfriend or something like that.
No, maybe that might work for you.
Okay,
maybe, because nothing else seems to be working.
I'm 35. Dating at 35 is like a tax on the hope of not dying alone. So I would love to put this to bed.
I am so glad that I don't date. We are past that. Could you imagine what is dating like today?
Well, online dating, not a lot of fun. Although I will say that I have enjoyed coming to Texas because there is a sea shift in Texas, like in New York. Not that I tend to like offend people, but if I offend a young lady in New York, it's like, hey, that thing you said offended me. And that entrenches a power dynamic that's putting me in a role of victimhood and you in a traditional role of power. And that's not okay. Whereas women in Texas go, you say that again, I'm going to hit you with my car. I do not take that from people. You be respectful to me. I keep a gun in my purse. And I'm like, oh, my God.
That's much better.
Magnificent woman. They're my children. Oh.
How long do they stay around when you say bear my children?
Yeah, I think you're right. I should probably, the breeding thing, I should quit bringing up.
Think it. You just shouldn't say it.
You know, it's weird because women have a biological clock, but his is the one I can hear.
Yeah.
From it's, miles away.
My ovaries are thumping around like tennis shoes in the dryer, Glenn.
Yeah.
They're like Cherokee war drums. Boom, 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 boom.
I have never heard a man with a bigger clock.
The kids thing's an element. Like when I was in my 20s, I would be like, so do you do yoga?
And now I'm in my 30s, and I'm like, so does your family have congenital heart defects? What kind of, like, it's like shifted very much to the bloodline,
which I agree. I should probably quit bringing it up. Yeah. I should just talk about yoga. Yeah. I should go back to the yoga thing.
Yeah, when you're at the bar and you meet somebody, you don't say, you know, may I just keep this glass just for a DNA test? You know, it's probably not the best
well,
thing.
Well, to my defense, I do that with men and women. So I feel okay. like that's just a, I guess, right. Oh, you know what, though? I see your point. That could right. be that could be unnerving.
When
that
you
could
be say off-putting. You're doing that with men and women, is that to double the chances of, you know,
just a hobby.
Finding somebody?
It's just a hobby. Hobby. I like to take right. DNA. I get a little kit right. at home. See what people got going for them.
Right. That's good.
I also think that...
Introduce them to scary relatives that they didn't know they had.
Yeah. Hey, guess who you're related to right. and might be an expert or I'm working on a theory right now. I think that men and women are both crazy. But men are crazy. Women are crazy on a micro level. And here's what I mean by that. It's like, you know, someone said something wrong to me. It was the wrong inflection. You know, something that I'm kind of going, this seems like a social faux pas that I'm not picking up on. Whereas when men go crazy, we have World War I.
Right.
Like, we'll go crazy on a massive level. We're like, right now, if some guy ran into the room and he's like, hey, the Archduke of Austria has been shot. We're all going to go kill Germans. I'd be like, will we be given hats? I wouldn't even right. ever think about it. Women don't think like that. Women would never do that. Women were like, you know, they deal with a guy one-on-one. They're like, we're not going to go across the ocean on a boat to kill strangers. We're not doing that thing.
I'm not sure your response better. Was, do we get hats?
Yeah, I love hats. If I'm given a hat and a uniform, I'm like, right. well, now I look spiffy.
Right.
And I'm part of a group. So, yeah. you know, it feels just right. less weird murdering strangers when I'm wearing a uniform. Yeah, I can do that.
So that's really a good testimony to bring up if you're ever accused of being part of, like, Al-Qaeda or something.
Oh, right.
They don't wear uniforms.
Yeah, I'll be like, look, I just, guys, I know that my character is under assassination, but I'll tell you the one thing that's not under assassination, my snazzy dress style. And I would never join a group of people right. that are dressed up like ninjas.
Right.
I hate ninjas.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wouldn't join Antifa. Don't like ninja pajamas.
Yeah. Okay. we have a couple on the phone. And this is no joke. This is in our couple of the year. We have Mark and Elizabeth on the phone. I wanted to bring them on because their story is incredible. They met, and maybe they can help you, Andrew. They met.
Sisters.
Huh?
They got sisters?
I don't know.
Sorry, okay.
But they met at Mercury One. They were part of the leadership program. So we have Mark. Are you there? And Elizabeth?
I'm here.
Mark, are you there? Mark? He's not there. Our producers say he's there, but he's not there. So let me just talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. So you guys met at this leadership program that we did. And tell me about this, because none of us had any idea that there was something starting there.
Well, it was kind of one of those things where I think almost everyone in the program, we have a group chat, actually, that we all keep in touch with. And Mark and I just started texting over the group chat and formed this friendship.
It didn't happen while you were here in those two
no.
weeks. Did you guys notice each other? Were you looking across the room going, oh.
I think Mark was probably more so than I was at that time.
Yeah.
Now,
how do you feel about, because here you are on national radio talking about your love, and in the biggest moment of your life, he's abandoned you. How do you feel about that?
I'm here now.
Oh, he's here now. Oh, yeah. He's showing up late. Yeah, he's showing up late.
That's what men do for dates.
Yeah. So did you know Mark? You know, when you were in the leadership program, were you looking and saying, "Okay, Elizabeth, she will be mine, or no one will have her."
Not quite that early. I was interested. I think the first time I knew I was interested was the Mercury One ball that year. That you guys were selling the raffle tickets for the car.
Yeah.
And. Another girl who was volunteering, who had been in the leadership program, offered to sell me one. And I said, great pitch, good practice, glad you are doing this. I'm going to go buy one from Elizabeth.
Wow. Wow. See, that's the kind of thing that you do, Andrew. If somebody's selling...
Buy cars?
No. If somebody is selling, you know, something and you think she's attractive, you should go up and say, so how much?
Okay.
Yeah, and that works well.
right.
Okay.
In certain circumstances.
And then be like, now, if I get like two of these things, what kind of dinner are we going to get? And make it transactional, because then the woman will appreciate that I'm good at math.
Yeah. What do you think, Elizabeth? Is that the thing for Andrew to...
I mean, he could give it a shot.
Okay. I'm going to get two or three cars this weekend.
Right. So when do you guys get married? Because I brought you up on stage at our event here for the Mercury One Ball just recently, and you proposed. And Elizabeth, you had no idea that was coming?
I didn't.
It was pretty cool.
That was a surprise. It was awesome. And Mark said, Elizabeth, I have a question to ask you. And then he never asked the question. And
I just kneeled.
I agreed to.
So you didn't ask. Has he asked since?
Yes.
He has asked. He clarified, and he told me he had all this worked up in his head, and it just didn't come out of his mouth at the time. But
right. So you agreed to something that you had no idea what you were agreeing to. Yeah.
She said,
I did. Yeah,
three times.
I have it all in writing now, though.
Well, okay, good.
Nice.
All right, good. Well, guys, congratulations. You're our couple of the year. And we know how special that really is. So, congratulations. Thanks, guys. God bless.
Very happy. God bless. Thank you.
You bet. By the way, you can find love. Maybe you should. You're too old. You can get involved if you're 18 to 24 years old. Mercury One has a really amazing thing. It's a 2-week leadership training program, and that's what they were both in. And if you know somebody who is 18 to 24, or if that is you, and you want to learn about leadership, you want to learn about the foundations of America and learn firsthand, you have a rare opportunity to handle the founding documents yourself and do some research for yourself.
Apparently not the only thing you're handling at this particular.
Yes, it is. As she said, it didn't happen until after. Hmm. Anyway, mercuryone.org/LTP, mercuryone.org/LTP.
If you need a hookup spot.
No, that's not what that is. Not what that is.
No. Are you sure?
If you know what, and I have a comparable leadership program for models between ages 25 and 40.
Right. So what are you?
It's a Star Trek themed camp about leadership. So if you're a model 24 to 40, be sure to reach out.
How important is the Star Trek part of the relationship?
Not really. Not honestly that big of a deal. It's a fun thing.
So if she hates it?
This is the give and take thing. I'm not a huge sports guy. So uh-huh. I think I'd have to be like, okay, cool. I'm not going to make you dress up at conventions with me. Uh-huh. But I don't have to go to games unless we spawn and our children become quarterbacks. Then I will watch.
Spawn.
Yeah.
Mm. You are romantic.
I can't.
Screams Valentine's Day.
Excuse me. Make Spawn.
Okay. There you go. Much better.
Andrew Heaton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find his very funny podcast from the Blaze Network, and you can find it wherever podcasts are found. And it's Something's Off with Andrew Heaton. And the more you listen, the more you realize, no, there's more than a little something. There's a lot off with Andrew Heaton. All right. Sponsored this half hour is 23andMe. Speaking of this, you might want to listen up. I mean, because I know you have a thing about, you know, genetics and DNA. 23andMe right now, all you have to do is get spittle and put it into this little thing.
Okay.
And send it in, and they will tell you all the things that are wrong.
I doubt that.
All of them?
Well, no, not all of them. Not all of them. Not serious things like you're walking around with.
Yeah, like fear of commitment,
right.
Emotional stuntedness. They can't get that from a test, can they?
I think they're actually coming close to that kind of stuff. Yeah. Nice. Anyway, so 23andMe, you get your health and your ancestry kit. So you're going to be able to find out who you're related to. I love this. I really love this. Somebody just did it, and they called me a couple of weeks ago and said, we think we found, through 23andMe, we think we found our cousin who was like kidnapped years and years ago. Hmm. And there was a 23andMe test and it linked the two, and they're like, this age is the same age of the cousin, and so they started looking at all the DNA, and it may be that lost kid that was grew up someplace else.
Wow.
Not
knowing. Have you reached out yet?
I haven't. Okay. I haven't. They've asked. We're in contact with them, but believe it or not, they called me because they think
you kidnapped him?
No, that I'm related.
It's fine. You can trust me.
That I'm related to that family as well.
Wow. Huh.
Not the kidnappers. But okay. That kid somehow or another is related to me. And I said, well, if it costs money, nope. No. Anyway, 23andMe, register right now. Just go in and do this. It will tell you like 129 different things about your health. So you can, you know, when you meet people, you can say, hey, by the way, here's some creepy people that you didn't know you were related to, axe murderers. And you should probably hurry up and enjoy your life because
I like that. Or I could just give women pamphlets that are like, "Hey, this is why you should date me. My blood type is pretty good, and you know, I've got this kind of allele, so I'm probably going to keep my hair, like that kind of thing."
Yeah,
yeah, that seems like a good. Yeah, this is good. Use persuasion.
It's going to work. 23andme.com. Mm-hmm. Join me now. 23andme.com/back.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Program, and I have to thank Dr. Finkelstein. Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Who is a therapist, renowned therapist, researcher, sex therapist, marriage counselor.
Doctor of Love Studies.
Doctor of Love Studies. It's been great to have you on. We do have another breakup to announce. This is sad.
Mm-hmm.
We have tried to do so much for love, and then I just find out that that a guy who's worked here for 6 years is leaving his wife,
mm-hmm.
Marissa,
mm-hmm.
Who also works here. You've worked. You were up in New York, and so you've worked here for a long time as well, and I'm sorry to hear that it's coming to an end.
She's not fighting it. I'll say that she's not. No. She's not putting a protest here.
Well, he's leaving the company, and he's got another job someplace else. And I feel for you, but you found him here. You'll find another.
Mm-hmm. Lots of employees here.
Yeah, it's going to cost for the divorce, but I think you make a good case to the judge. You know, that he left. He broke up with you. He left.
If he wanted to remain married, he would have stayed.
Right.
That's just the way that works, as far as I know. And as far as Marissa
seriously,
knows.
Where is he going?
He's going to a place called Solo Stove.
In Solo South Stove?
Lake. Yes.
What is that?
It's camping stoves. Not 100% sure.
Wow. Do you even know this place exists?
I haven't been
He's
there.
He's got another family.
This could be a total scam.
Oh, my gosh.
He has another
family.
Wow,
and this is how I find out. On Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
Right.
Sad
really
way.
Sad. It's really sad.
Bad Thanks. Way of doing it. Bad.
Chris.
I appreciate the support, guys.
since I do see behind me, I don't know why, the War of the Worlds and Titanic and Derby cars are behind me, but Chris, you are truly a you're remarkable, and I have enjoyed all of the time that we've worked together. Really, he's world class. You married. Well, I can't say you married up because he married up, but
yeah,
you both married up. Yeah. You both married up by coming here and
right
and finding this wonderful place.
So thank God for us, I guess, is the summary of the today's show.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Think of all the good we did today.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, America.
Yeah. Do I sound a little like the progressives in Washington now?
A little bit.
That just a little self-centered, a little...
Well, you're telling people how to live their lives. You're lying, and you're saying you're really important. So you've hit all the big points of the Democratic Party.
It's bound to happen to all of us. I mean, can't beat them. You join them. So there you go. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. Now, abandon that car, and don't you ever try to heat your house ever again.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.